Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Well, last week when we were together on 5 Minutes in Church History, we were looking at apologetics approaches in the 20th century, and I gave you some taxonomies from Gordon Lewis and Bernard Ramm. This week, I want to offer my own approach to apologetics and just give you what I see as 4 major approaches. First is fideism. We'll come back and deal with each of these. First is fideism. Second is evidentialism. Third is the view of presuppositionalism. And fourth is classical apologetics. So first, fideism. In one sense, this is a no apologetics view of apologetics. And by that, I mean it does not use apologetics in the sense of a reasoned defense of the faith. Fideism here is simply the idea of presenting one's personal testimony and speaking of their own faith in Christ as a testimony to Christ and the gospel. You know those words to that hymn, "You ask me how I know he lives," right? That's a question. How do we know the truth claims of Christianity? Well, remember how the hymn goes? "You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart," is the answer. So the idea here is that we can present personal testimony. Now, it's a great thing, but this is a view of apologetics as that's really all that we have to offer. So let's explore a few more views. Next up is evidentialism. This, as the name has it, stacks up evidences. A name associated with this is that of Josh McDowell in his book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Now, this view entails, usually, not always, a sense of neutrality on behalf of people. It tends to come from a position of Arminianism that sees us as born neutral, and we have the ability and the opportunity to either choose God or reject God. And evidentialism says, let's put God into a courtroom. Let's stack up the evidences, and any reasonable person, when they examine the evidences, will see, in fact, the truthfulness, the existence of God, the truthfulness and authority of Scripture, and the truthfulness of the gospel. So that's evidentialism, a very popular view in the 20th century. That new view of the 20th century is presuppositionalism. And I will simply read from the founder of presuppositionalism, who is Cornelius Van Til, 2 of his own words about his apologetic. And the first is simply this, that the Christian presupposes, there's the word again, Christian presupposes the triune God and his redemptive plan for the universe as set forth once for all in scriptures. So it starts with that presupposition of all knowledge. Then Van Til says this, the only proof of the Christian position is that unless its truth is presupposed, there is no possibility of proving anything at all. So you presuppose the Christianity of truth and then simply proclaim it. That's presuppositionalism. Well, lastly is the view of classical apologetics. Classical apologetics begins with the premise that Christianity is rational. It uses the classical arguments to demonstrate God's existence. Dr. R.C. Sproul, one of the names associated with classical apologetics, says the best place to start with apologetics is the existence of God and these arguments. Classical apologetics also argues that you can present the uniqueness and authority of Scripture, and it also argues that you can present the uniqueness of Christ. One of the things that Dr. Sproul says about classical apologetics is this. The task of apologetics is to show that the evidence that the New Testament calls people to commit their lives to is compelling evidence and worthy of our full commitment. That often involves a lot of work for the apologist. Sometimes we would rather duck the responsibility of doing our homework, of wrestling with the problems and answering the objections, and simply say to people, oh, you just have to take it all in faith. That's the ultimate cop-out. That doesn't honor Christ. We honor Christ by setting forth for people the cogency of the truth claims of Scripture, even as God himself does. And of course, then, he says, the Holy Spirit does the work of converting. Well, those are the views of apologetics in the 20th century, and I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 minutes in church history. Well, let's end this episode with the fifth stanza of a hymn, O Worship the King. Frail children of dust, and feeble as frail, in you do we trust, nor find you to fail. Your mercies how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend.